You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Haslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht. For the next half an hour each, we'll be sipping some booze and spitting some news. Yeah. We'll be spitting them in the direct. Wait, what?
Oh my gosh! What happened?
Where did Tom go?
I don't know. How are we doing this?
It feels
it's empty across the table from us.
It feels really weird.
Yeah, Tom's sick, you guys.
Yeah.
Tom, for the first time in 200-plus episodes, called in sick to the podcast.
Yeah, he texted in sick.
He
was like, guys, and I just woke up. I'm sick. And
we had already pushed this episode to like the latest we could possibly record it this week to have it still get out on Monday. So we couldn't move it. Our hands were tied.
Yeah.
So this is an Allison and Alex only.
Oh God. So
episode
much pressure.
I know.
It feels weird.
It already feels empty.
I know. It's very weird.
I don't like it.
I know. I told Allison right before we started. I was like, I don't know why I'm talking to you like as if somebody else is here to hear this, which is weird. But I was like, yeah, we got to text Tom afterwards and be like, it turns out you're really important, Tom.
Yeah. Turns out.
turns out.
I feel like it's mainly weird because now I'm only looking at you.
I know. I was like, where do my eyes go?
I'm like, normally I kind of like split my focus between the two of you. And now I'm just staring at Alex.
All right. Well, speaking of weird.
Yeah.
This was Halloween this week.
It was this week. Did you see my costume?
This was Halloween. Yeah, I did. Do you want to tell everybody what your Halloween
costume was? I was the 13th Doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to because people are like, Jodie Whittaker looks so much like me, especially when I used to have the short blonde hair.
Well, I was going to say, what did you do hair-wise?
I just wore it straight down.
Which is straight down, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. But so I have to do a huge shout out to Her Universe.
Yes.
Ashley Eckstein's company.
Yep.
They gave me the main pieces for my costume, and it is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know when, well, the Her Universe stuff, they do it through Hot Topic, so it is like clothes. Like,
it's clothes.
Yeah, it's not like costume pieces, but like, it all arrived, and I was like, this is all stuff that I would wear regularly, especially the coat.
I was just about to say, I was going to say fetish, but I don't think that's the right
word.
It's a weird word, even though I think it might be the right word. But whatever.
Okay.
I have a love for long coats.
Yeah.
For me, for other people, like seeing girls in long coats, it's like, that's awesome. Me wearing long coats, I'm like, I fucking love long coats.
Love long coats.
Yeah. I don't know why. And I feel like, you know, you move to LA. So I love coats just in general. Coats and backpacks. Like if ever I go anywhere and I see a coat or a backpack, I have to buy
it. I want it.
And I don't use backpacks. Like backpacks is really the one that I'm like, why do I keep buying these fucking
backpacks? I have a lot of backpacks.
But they're so cool. Anyway, but coats, I'm the same way. I just love coats. Like I feel like I've always looked good in coats. I enjoy the concept of coats. The problem is
the concept of coats.
That they're
the extra layer that keeps you warm.
Yeah. It's like, coat, good work. You're doing it, coat. Look, you and me together.
And if it happens to be stylish at the same time, then
all the better.
Yeah.
It's a rare opportunity in Los Angeles to need to wear a coat.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And that's the problem. It's
I totally agree.
I love it. I mean, I know people in like Alaska are like, suck a bag of dicks, guys.
Even right now, it's November and it's 83 degrees outside.
Yeah. This is not a coat day.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I am going to find... But there are coat nights.
Yeah, yes. Which, by the way, my favorite thing... So I had a convertible a couple times.
Oh.
So I love convertibles.
Yeah, do you? I don't.
Well, let me...
Yeah.
I love the idea of a convertible.
Yes, I think I can. Yeah,
and here's
I agree
where
with that.
I don't. I'm a blonde, blue-eyed, white as hell.
You're gonna get sunburned every time.
I can't be in the sun for that long. Like, being in the sun makes me uncomfortable because I just sweat. It's not fun. I don't like it. So during the day, convertible, not so much. But Los Angeles at like 5:30.
Ooh, in a convertible.
I would always take the top down, and it's just like freedom.
It's the way to go.
The
freedom!
Most amazing thing. I'm sure in the morning it's probably fine too, but I've never up then.
For me, with a convertible, it's that I have to tie my hair back.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, because if you leave your hair down as a woman and you get all that, well, it's, you get the whack, but then when you're out of the car, your hair is like a rat's nest.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
So it's not fun. Flying rats land in your hair.
Yes, that's exactly.
And form
nests.
I think
flying rats are just bats, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. And speaking of Halloween, I mean,
what did you do?
Well, that was the thing. This weekend was BlizzCon, which is always fun and crazy and amazing. But Wednesday was the night we had to be down in Anaheim to start BlizzCon. Yeah, and that was Halloween. Now the upside. I'm in Anaheim, 2 blocks from Disneyland.
Oh yeah, which is a great place to be.
I walked over to Disneyland.
Oh, that's so cool. Did you dress up?
No, it was one of those things that like. I got there early because I'm an early guy, so I was like, I'm just going to go early.
You're an early guy?
I am. I would rather be 15 minutes early than 2 minutes late.
Yeah, you've talked about this.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck it, I'll get in my car, I'll just drive down, whatever. And I was going to, I had to charge because I forgot to charge my car, so I was like, I'll just stop. It actually was great because I was like, oh, I'll just drive down halfway, I'll stop, fill her up, did it. It was great. Yeah. I had lunch by myself. And then checked in and met up with my buddy Reza, who was down there early too. And so we just hung out, you know. Chatted, high fives, and then it was like, do you want to go get dinner like at Disneyland? And I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
So that turned into us going to
downtown Disney.
Yeah, we went to downtown Disney. I was like this close to buying a pass for California Adventure to go. There's like a restaurant that you have to get like reservations.
Right.
Reza knows somebody that could get him in. So, right. And he's got
and it's like one of the only places you can drink wine at in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got a annual pass, so he would just be like, let's go. But it was like $100. Yeah. And I was like, I don't think $100 on top of just going to go get dinner. Yeah. And I was like, we can be near Disney. And the fun thing is like if you go to downtown Disney, you're basically in Disneyland just minus the rides. Like everybody's there. They're moving around. They're going into things. And then
there's some good restaurants right there.
Great restaurants. Yeah. We went to the like Earl of Sandwich or whatever, which is like this French dip place that was actually really good.
Yeah.
But the really cool thing was I've never done The Void, the Star Wars VR experience.
Oh!
And so we walked by and I was like,
that's down there.
The Void. It's right there.
Yeah.
And so Reza was like, you want to go? And I was like, yes, I do. Yes, I want to do this. So we went and asked, like, you know, is there space? Because you have to reserve space.
Right.
Ahead of time. And I assumed it would be booked up.
Yeah.
But because it was
Halloween,
everybody was filtering right past Downtown Disney straight into
the park
because they had that like 6 to 10 or 6 to 11 like Halloween parade thing that was happening in Disneyland. So you had to get separate tickets. Like we couldn't have even bought passes and gone into Disneyland. It was closed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for like this Halloween special thing.
Yeah.
Which was all sold out because I was like, oh, maybe we'll do that. And I was like, oh, no, it's all sold out. So we went and did The Void.
That's
and
awesome.
And it was super, super fun.
So what exactly...
Have you done it?
Well, I've done the VR experience where you get out of the Millennium Falcon and you have to fight stormtroopers and you have the vest and everything.
Yep.
Is that it? It's not it. Because people have described like parts of it to me and I'm like, I can't tell if that's what I've done or not.
No, this is like how to explain it? It's really weird.
I think this is why I've never known because like people haven't known how to explain it.
Yeah, so it's almost like Star Tours, but VR. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, like...
Are you strapped into a chair?
No, but you know, like, the line for Star Tours, you, like, go into the belly of, like, a space station.
Oh, like, even waiting in line is an experience.
And then, like, the doors open, and it looks like a shuttlecraft door opening, and you walk into the shuttlecraft and sit down, and then the doors close. And then when you're done, you stand up, and the doors of the shuttle thing open, and you walk out. It's that. So there's physical props in the space, and the space is, you know, you, like, you go out... I mean, it's really.
But are you in VR the whole time?
Whole time.
Oh.
Like literally, you're in this like holding pen to start.
So the physical props, you don't.
You see the virtual representation of the physical prop, but it is actually a physical prop.
Interesting.
Like at one point, there was like, we were like getting shot by stormtroopers from one side, and then one of the other people had to be in another room, and there was like this button sequence to press, like Simon Says.
Oh, you had a,
and
oh,
he's
that's
like
cool.
pressing the actual buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like doors that you have to like grab the handle that's in VR, but when you grab it, there's a physical handle, and yeah. you have to like pachunk. You like grab guns, and they're real
oh,
guns that you
awesome.
Hold.
Oh, that awesome. How many people do it at a time?
Four.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was Reza and myself and this other guy who was there. It was really funny because we were like, hey, you're coming with us. And he was yeah. like, yeah, let's do this. And it was really
Wait, so it was only
really
three
fun.
Of you?
There was only three of us. It's up to four.
Oh, I see. Got
so,
it.
Like, if you have four, I would recommend going with, like, three other friends.
Yeah, like the four you know.
Yeah, just because.
The four you know.
Do. The four you know. NBC. because it just makes it more fun because you're screaming yeah. like idiots. It's funny, though, because, like, at the end, like, they're doing all this crazy rendering in real time, and they know where you are, and they're tracking all your motions and stuff like that. And for us, we were like, why don't they sell a DVD of this crazy-ass adventure we just went on? Like, we look like idiots. We're
oh,
yelling like crazy.
Like how you can buy your picture yeah. after you yeah. go down Space Mountain or something like that.
Yeah. yeah. And they do that where it's like, at the end, they're like, all right, stand here and take a photo. And we all yeah. take a photo in our gear. And it's like, that photo's $7 if you want it. And
you're
it's
like no. You want to see what we did in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to see that moment when the guy couldn't do the button thing.
Well,
and
I don't think they would sell DVDs. They'd probably be like, we can email you a file.
Yeah, no yeah. Sure. Well, and we talked about that, too, where we were like, well, it could just be like one moment. Because also, you don't want to spoil the whole thing by like, yeah. sit down and watch this experience that
right,
you
that's
then
probably
have to go.
Why they don't do it.
But you could do like one little section. Right. Like one, because you end up going around. it's actually really, really fun. It's even more fun now in retrospect of like, oh, wow, it really felt like we were there.
Because
they'll like do things like you're on the skiff and it's like taking you across this thing and then wind is blowing in your hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they know where
it's
you are.
It's not just in Downtown Disney though, right?
No,
I
so
think
it's
there's
all
one
over the place.
At the
Glendale Galleria.
Glendale Galleria. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And the Glendale Galleria one. So it started with they did this Ghostbusters experience.
Oh.
Which is supposedly bonkers. I mean, just think about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, instead of a thing, you have a proton pack. Yeah. Like, that's rad. They brought that back. I think you can go do that at the Glendale Galleria now. And then there's a one that Jerry did, actually, and he loved
Jerry Trainer, friend of the show.
Jerry Trainer, friend of the show. He did, and it's called, like, not Nosferatu's, but some, like, Nocturno or something like that. But it's basically, like, a weird Cthulhu-type escape room-type thing.
Ooh, that one sounds scary.
Yeah. I think the scariness of it was what got him super excited.
Yeah.
Because he enjoyed the Star Wars thing, but didn't love it.
I would not like that.
Yeah, but if you think about it, that's, like, yeah. if you want to get, like, have a scary, weird experience,
yeah.
VR is where to do it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of scary shit, since it was, this is, I guess, our post-Halloween episode.
well,
have
it
you,
literally
yeah.
is, but yeah.
Have you watched the trailer to Bird Box, this movie, Sandra Bullock movie that's coming out on Netflix at the end of the year?
It's called Bird Box?
Bird Box.
Is it about
I don't know why it's called Bird
Box.
But it's one of the most terrifying trailers I've ever watched in my life.
Really?
And it basically looks like the reverse of A Quiet Place. You know how that came out? And they couldn't talk. They couldn't make any noise because the monsters would catch them.
So they can't be quiet or the monsters
would catch
them?
No. In this one, they can't look at anything. Because it's like, apparently the moment you see the monster, you commit suicide in some horrific way.
Yeah.
I was watching this and I was like, ah! I mean, of course I'm going to have to see it now, but like,
yeah.
I hate being scared. In this trailer, I was like, I'm terrified just watching the trailer.
Wow. You can't look at, so it's like A Quiet Place for your eyes.
Yes, exactly. So that no one has any idea what the monsters look like, because as soon as you see them, you die.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Somebody looks at, so the monsters could be anything.
Yes.
So you can't look at it because you're like, hey, that palm tree. Oh, no, the palm tree's the monster. Ah!
Yeah.
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 Probably the palm tree's not the monster, but.
Yeah. Real quick, one last Halloween thing.
Yes.
I was super stoked with my costume, but I was super bummed at my reaction to the costume.
Because
I went to a party that wasn't like a nerd-centric party, but I feel like at this point, Doctor Who is much more pop culture.
It's fairly mainstream.
And people were like, you're not in a costume. And I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
I was like, I'm the new doctor. They're like, you just look really stylish. And I was like, well, thank you, but yeah, I was like, people don't know.
Wow, so were there other 13 doctors?
No, I thought there were going to be a lot of other doctors.
Yeah, I thought there would be like at least
five. I thought
I
was going to have a very common costume, and I was the only one there.
Weird.
Yeah, and it was a huge party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very weird. What was it? Was there a costume that was like the common costume there?
There were so many Jessica Rabbits.
Oh, really?
I was like, what? Like, why is this the thing that's in the zeitgeist right now?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Oh. You know what else there were a lot of? I had never even heard of this damn thing.
Oh, boy.
And then asked a zillion. I was like, what are you guys? And every person I had to ask was this thing. Something called the Wild Wild West or shit. No.
The Will Smith movie?
No. It's a documentary that's on Netflix. It came out at the beginning of the year, and it's about a cult.
Oh, Wild Country.
Wild Country. That's it.
That's amazing.
So many groups of people dressed up as the cult of Wild Country, and I had never even heard of it.
Wow.
One of my buddies was dressed up. I was like, who are you, John Lennon? And he was like... No, I was like, what?
Don't say it like that. You look like John Lennon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, and then I had to look it up and I was like, really? This thing was that popular that multiple people.
That and Jessica Rabbit.
And Jessica Rabbit.
Were the thing of 2018, I
guess. Yeah, it's very weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you really liked it, like I've heard good things about it, but I also don't know if, I mean, I've seen the trailer. I wouldn't be able to tell.
I hadn't even seen that, clearly.
Yeah, but like I wouldn't even be able to tell what the. It's not like they were dressed in a very weird specific. It was sort of like Indian.
They're all in like kind of like
linen,
burnt sienna,
yeah,
red, just deserty colors and beads and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the, you should have just said, "Who are you? You just look stylish."
Yeah, yeah. You look like you're in a cult.
Yeah, you guys just look like you're all drinking the same Kool-Aid. Literally.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh boy. All right. Shall we get some emails?
Let's get to some emails.
First off,
yeah,
I believe I misspeak? No.
Oh.
Well, sort of. No. I mean, yes, but I believe I started the whole conversation with, I don't really understand how this works.
Okay.
But quantum entanglement.
Oh, dear God.
So
okay.
Clearly, I don't understand how
turning
it works
on and off the quark.
It's sort of still that, but really right. It's like... And the whole point was we don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff, but we will hopefully soon know how to do it.
Right.
So a lot of emails about how wrong I was on it. And I get it. I totally get it. So
explain to us how wrong you were, Alex.
Well, it's less about, this is the thing. It's less about, that's not as important because it's like science, science, science.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
What was really interesting was where I didn't get brain-wise with the excitement of why we should be doing that communication. So
okay.
I got a couple emails, but this is the one that I think nailed the thing that I was like,
okay,
oh, that's
great.
Even like globally I knew I was wrong, but this was something that I was like, oh, I didn't think about that, and it's not just I didn't have a factual representation of quantum.
Right.
All right, here we go. Entangled particles.
Who's this from?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi, Alex, Allison, and Tom.
Oh, Tom.
That made me sad for a second.
I feel like we should call Tom at the end of the episode.
I know, and be like, dude, we should just have him on speakerphone.
Yeah, I know.
And just be like, blah.
He's probably asleep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I would have gone back to sleep. Anyway, I liked Alex's version. vision of what technology he would like to see in the future, particle communication application based on entangled particles. Very succinct.
Yeah.
I would like to clarify one thing about, it's not about speed.
It's not about speed.
It's about latency.
Oh, so there's no lag.
Yeah, but check this shit. You ready?
Okay.
Maybe interacting with particles will be slow, which could limit the transfer rate, mm-hmm. but the transfer time would be distance independent. So maybe it could only transmit like 100 kilobits a second.
Okay, so this was my point when I was like, we get stuff fast enough, why
right.
do we need it faster? It's not about it being faster.
It's not
faster.
About being faster.
It's about being able to send it further.
Well, yes, further,
yes.
but quicker. Quicker, further.
Yeah,
he goes
yes.
into it.
Yeah.
All right. So he said, since it's BlizzCon season, which it is, let's talk mm-hmm. about an example. StarCraft II, a programmer doesn't want to play with 200 to 400 millisecond ping. That's why Blizzard has servers all over the thing. It's not about a high amount of data speed being transmitted. You just don't want that low latency, the reaction
right.
time. Maybe one day we will have people on Mars or a moon
yeah.
base.
Yeah.
And
fuck
maybe
yeah.
you would like to talk to them.
Yeah.
Depending upon where Earth and Mars are on the orbits relative to each other, the light might need to travel 10 plus minutes in light time to reach the destination. Mm-hmm. Allie knows that the sun is about 8 light minutes
yep.
from Earth.
I did say that.
You did say
I
that.
I got that fact right.
Fact.
Fact.
Fact? Because this guy could be wrong, too. But anyway. Sure. So if Mars is on the other side of the sun, it might take more than 16 minutes radio waves to travel between planets. I don't know about radio waves. It might be light waves, but whatever. So imagine a phone call between the planets. You say hi
and then wait 16
minutes for the other person to hear it and respond. So it's 32 minutes both ways.
Boring. Yeah.
Allie, I know you've seen the Martian.
What?
Allie, I know you've seen the Martian.
The Martian.
Earth distance.
The Matt Damon movie.
Earth Mars distance is
the Matt Damon movie.
The Matt Damon. Or the movie Passengers, where a reply from Earth would take 55 years. Yeah. So when you talk about communication speed, transfer rate is not everything. A truck full of hard drives might have a faster data speed compared to your internet connection, but you probably don't want to browse the web that way. I'm not going to go into why it's hard to entangle particles because I'm not a scientist, just an engineer.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of, little sidetrack. Yesterday, I got brunch with a friend of mine, but I had taken a dance class right before, so
okay.
I was like a little sweaty and gross and was going into this restaurant, so I threw on my I'm a scientist hat,
because
then you look a little cooler, right?
Yeah.
And I got there before her, and the host seats me at this table outside, and I'm there for a few minutes, and then my friend shows up, and she's laughing. I'm like, what? She's like, I walked in, and I said that I was here to meet someone, and the guy at the host stand went, is she a scientist? And my friend was like, yeah, that's her.
That's her. That's the one. She would have said, yes, she was a scientist.
Yes. She's a scientist.
That's amazing. No, but so Stephen makes great points. It's about that immediate. And then we had another email that was actually very interesting because they said it was less about speed, less about latency, more about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need cell towers if it's two particles that are entangled.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and there's nothing to hack.
Well, I just also learned about, I forget what they call it, but the fact that there's all of this debris basically circling our planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like millions upon millions of things that are like the size of a fingernail or something like that.
Yes.
Just floating around up there. And we have all of our satellites up there, and that's how we communicate. And there's a lot of studies being done on this because there is the possibility of one of these pieces of debris hitting something that would cause a catastrophic event and would like literally basically like take out one satellite, which would explode, and that debris would hit another satellite, would hit another, and like
the gravity
destroy
theory.
All of our yes, like the movie Gravity,
yeah.
Destroy all of our satellites to the point where one, we completely lose communication because
yeah.
all of our communication is based on satellites, and two, there would be so much junk floating around up there, we could not go into space.
So here's the thing.
What's the thing? Are you about to disprove me?
Well, it's not
are you
about
to be a real scientist
not,
for a moment.
Well, because my dad launched satellites, right?
Yeah.
And so I have had this conversation with my dad.
Yeah.
I trust your dad.
He's not.
I've also heard like, oh shit, there's so much stuff in space.
Yeah.
And my dad is like, space is really big.
Well, right.
And when you get up to where that stuff is, it's even bigger than you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bottom line is like for anybody that is in sort of the space stuff, it's something they think about, but it is not something that is an impending danger.
Right.
In
but
any
even like the International Space Station has had to do, I think, 19 maneuvers
yeah.
since it's been up there to avoid space debris.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's been up there for a while.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
It's been up. When did it go up? 85? 89?
Yeah.
Something like that?
So like 30 years, it's only needed to like shimmy
yeah.
19 times
I don't
or
know.
9
I
times.
That's kind of a lot.
Nine?
What do you mean? Or nine? 19.
19. I couldn't remember what you said. That's why I said or nine because I couldn't remember.
I was like, stop belittling my number.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
But that's like less than once a year. And it's spinning.
Yeah.
It's going around, man. That's going around.
It's going around.
So if there was all this stuff to worry about.
Yeah.
Plus, it's like we can track. So it's not as big of a problem. I think it will become more
well, yeah,
of a
that's what I mean. The more
20,
stuff
30,
we
40,
shoot
50
up
50
into
years.
Space, the yeah. more debris there is going to be.
Yeah, there's. I mean, but it's also, you know, that's also stuff like we got to work on. You know, we got to watch about for like the whatever the micro asteroids or whatever the like.
Yeah.
Basically, like a pebble.
I mean, we're like
traveling
polluting
very
space
fast
too.
Is
we polluted our planet, and now we're polluting space.
Well, that's the big.
Yeah.
The good news is, It's a lot harder to get shit up into space than it is that to just throw a plastic bag out your window. You know what I mean? Like,
there was, I think this is on Instagram or something, but someone tweeted or posted something that she was at a Halloween party and there was a guy dressed as a turtle who was walking around the party pulling plastic straws out of people's glasses and throwing them on the ground and being like, this is for my homies.
Amazing.
I was like, that's kind of a genius costume.
That is amazing.
A sea turtle.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was another thing that I saw that I thought was like, I was like, oh no. Public safety announcement.
Oh.
If you see a turtle.
Yeah. Don't touch it.
And don't put it in water.
Yeah.
Because there's been this whole rash of people that take tortoises.
I put them in the water and they don't swim.
Don't swim.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, back to your home, little buddy. And they throw them in water, basically killing them. So,
yeah, I know.
Unless you're a fucking science.
There's video of that. Like,
that's
someone,
so dumb.
Oh.
Like, just don't touch them. They're cool. They've been around longer than you.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
I know. Or at the very least, you can take them off the street and put them in the bushes.
Yes.
But don't take them off the street and chuck them in a fucking lake like an asshole.
Tortoises don't live in water.
Oh, God.
Chuck them in the fucking lake like an asshole.
Yeah, it's like, what's up?
Just don't be an asshole.
Just don't be an asshole. Just globally.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, if the world would just stop being an asshole. Actually, if the world would just, I don't know, whatever. But there's so much shit going on in the world.
Go vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Tomorrow. This episode comes out November 5th. Go vote November 6th.
Doesn't matter what you vote for.
Just vote.
Just vote.
Exercise your civil responsibility.
Bam.
Yeah.
Speaking of exercise, I need to exercise more.
You say that all the time.
I know, and then
you
I don't do it.
You have a damn exercise class in your office with
that
but Peloton.
It never invites me in. It's always just a sort of like, hey, you doing okay?
You just
like,
need
yeah,
to
right.
get into a rhythm. You just need to like force yourself
for a
week to put on the workout clothes first.
Yes, that's the key.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She knows me well.
Yeah.
As long as I put the
We've
pants
been doing
on,
this for a few years.
I'm going to go do whatever the pants require.
So make yourself do that. Just get into a routine.
I know. Well, but then I got the new job and I'm like, now I feel like I'm like working so much that it's like, it's like 9 a.m. phone call. And I'm like, well, if it's got a 9 a.m. phone call, like when am I supposed to work out?
After the 9 a.m. phone call.
Oh, but then there's a 10 a.m. meeting with coffee.
With coffee.
No, I'll make it happen.
You know what you need to do is just go for 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Just make yourself do it. Don't be like every day. Be like, listen, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then you'll get yourself in a rhythm and then you'll be able to get up to every day.
Yeah. Because I told you the new thing that I'm thinking about doing with the Peloton.
Oh,
like
doing
a show.
Yes.
So
watching
my whole
a show
thing is
as
like,
opposed to taking the class.
Yeah. Because I wake up in the morning and I'm probably about a half an hour to an hour of drinking coffee. Just vegging.
Yeah.
Like, my engine doesn't start firing on all cylinders until I've had some coffee, I've had some time to relax, which is weird. I know I get it, but that's how I am. I'm just not a morning person, per se. Although it's weird, because if I have something I have to do, I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, in
the
shower,
same way.
Out the door. I just don't like any of it.
No, I agree.
So that's why I say I'm not a morning person, is because it's like, I fucking hate all of it.
Right.
But I can do it.
Right.
But anyway, but the whole concept was, I was like, I should pick a show that I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of back episodes, right?
What are you going to watch?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's going to be a comedy because then it's 22 minutes.
Yeah,
which
Friends.
Which feels like a good thing. I watched
Friends,
when
Friends?
When it was on TV.
Will and Grace.
Oh, that might be an interesting one because I've seen a good chunk of them in reruns, but I never was a Will and Grace guy. But I always find it funny.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That might be it.
Right.
But anyway, so my whole concept is, I want, because we did this with Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes. Yeah.
We hadn't seen any of it, and my wife and I started at episode 1, season 1. We're now almost caught up.
Right.
I feel like we talked about this on the show last week.
We did.
Fucking hell. Anyway.
Because I didn't realize it was still on TV.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, that's the one. Anyway.
You know what I've been watching?
What?
Season 2 of Making a Murderer.
Oh, how is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
It's one of the most infuriating shows to watch, because you're going, everyone is doing everything ass backwards.
Yeah.
Like, neither of those two human beings belong in jail, but it's just like the crazy shit with our justice system and like the things that come out. And there's still that, okay, well, if he didn't do it, then who did? It's that whole, you know, like Serial.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, there's just so much to show that it wasn't him, but at the same time, he's the only explanation.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I don't think is how it's supposed to work.
Right. Exactly.
It's not supposed to be.
Exactly.
Well, it's probably this guy,
but
and
even,
until we find somebody else,
even
let's just do
based
this.
On our legal system, this sounds fucked up, but regardless of the fact if either of these two people did it,
yeah,
who are in jail,
yeah,
the way their trials were run and the way shit went down, neither of them should be in jail. Like,
got it. I see what you're saying.
Just even like legally, the rules of our legal system, neither of them should be in jail.
Yeah.
And like the poor fucking the kid, what I forget his name, whatever. But you
watch the series, whatever. The kid,
you know, the kid's the one who basically confessed to doing it. But when you watch the tape, he was clearly basically like coerced into saying.
By the way, I do not understand that shit at all. Like the 20-hour fucking interrogation, like that to me seems like. Who thinks that's going to be ending in the result of a true statement?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And, you know, so I listened to him and, like, the people arguing that he admitted to it, so he must have done it and that whole thing. And I want to, like, punch my TV.
Yeah.
But then also there's this woman, I forget her name, but the woman who's now representing Stephen Avery, she's a woman, she's a very, like, high-powered attorney who specifically takes on pro bono cases to get innocent people out of jail.
Oh, right. Part of the Innocence Project
or
whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's fucking smart as a whip. Like, this woman, she comes up with shit and you're like, fuck yeah. But then she also comes up with stuff about, like, well, this is how it could have happened. And she comes up with this whole, like, theory where I go, there's no fucking way. I mean, yes, I understand how that is physically how it could have happened, but there is no way that a random cop in Wisconsin thought of that quick enough to make it happen in time for all of this shit to go down the way it is. It's just one of those, like, I understand it's not what we, like, it's not either of these guys, but I still don't have an answer for who it is, you know? And I don't know. Maybe it again, we're only seeing the documentary, which is clearly very biased. So it's like, maybe I don't have the full picture, but...
Well, and that's the thing for me.
It makes me so angry.
I know. And that's honestly the reason why I stopped watching a lot of the, like... Because I listened to Serial and really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And then I watched... Oh, the one that I really liked was the I want to say Fred Durst, but it's not Fred Durst.
Something
Durst, right?
Yeah, was it called The Jackal?
Jackal. Yeah. Or Jackal, I think. Something like that.
What was that guy's name? Something Durst.
Something Durst. Anyway, I watched that, mesmerized.
Yeah.
The whole time. Yeah. Like, just mesmerized. And then the culmination, like that last episode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dear Lord, this is why I watch these things.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
The majority of them are completely unsatisfying to me.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to watch something or listen to something that is about a mystery, if the mystery doesn't get solved at the end of the thing, I don't like the journey. And I know that it's so like, blah, it's the journey. It's the journey, not the destination. And I was like, for a mystery, it's the destination.
I need my loose ends tied up.
Yeah. And to be honest, that's why I like, and I know I've probably talked about this a lot, like I have a real hard time with movies that then do that sort of like Deus Ex Machina thing where it's and it was all in his head the whole time. And I'm like, no.
Yep.
No, like Lost. Like I love the journey of Lost, but the ending actually took remembering joy out of my experience with Lost.
Right.
Because it was so.
Yeah. They actually did die when that bomb went off. Yeah.
Just in as Dan says, it's a magic place where magic things happen. And it was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
But I remember that because one of the ones that I. Like, vividly is my thing, is the movie Identity with John Cusack.
I don't think I saw those.
I would almost say, watch the movie, and then right before it's revealed what it is, turn it off.
Off.
And just go, that was a really fucked up movie. I wonder what happened.
Maybe I'll try to do that this
you
week.
Should. You all should. Because it's a great movie. And, like, all the stuff leading up, you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
How is this possible? It's, like, super weird. It's, like... It's like The Lost Room, which is so great. That TNT miniseries, if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's great. Anyway, it's just one of those things. It's like a little pet peeve of mine that I'm just like... So it's been hard for me to get into any of these other ones because like when I started watching Making a Murderer, at the beginning I immediately went, oh, okay, so these guys must go to jail, all right? Like, these guys must be in jail. They're not going to... There's no end to this thing. It's just a what-if.
Well, right, and that's the other thing.
I don't want to... That's not
watching
a fun for
season
me.
Two of this, I'm like... I know it's not going to end with either of them being out of jail because this is real
life. Out of jail. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, ah.
That would have made it into
the
thing.
Well, and you know what's so fucked up, too, is like clearly this got worldwide fame after the first season.
Yeah.
And they start off season two showing like what the reactions, what impact the documentary had. And like the listen, I think the guy did a fucking shitty job, but the prosecutor was getting death threats and shit, like people posting on his Yelp page being like, I hope your daughter gets raped and murdered. And I'm like, whoa, like this is not where, you know, I mean, like this is what our society's become. It's so divisive. It's like you're either on one side or the other. And if you're on the one side, you have to hate the other,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's not cool at all. But like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just, clearly I am wound up.
Yes.
And you know what I'm going to do tonight? Finish the fucking season.
Yeah, you is. All right, let's do one last email into a quick little story, and then we will call it a show.
All right.
Hey, HHHHH crew, Seth here.
Hi, Seth.
Hello, Allison.
Hi.
I made it a little bit menacing. I don't know why. Hello, Allison.
Dun, dun, dun.
Actually, that would be really genius. If somebody sent in an email and it had like a little link to a sound clip right after it says, hello, Allison, and it went, dun, dun, dun.
All right, what's going to happen next week now?
Well, you know, ask and you shall receive. All right, there's an article this week about a patent filed by Tesla for their semi-truck's tire inflation system that could potentially lead to off-road capabilities for their Model X and Y.
Whoa.
Yeah, super excited about it. Blah blah blah. Oh, and then he goes into the sexy thing. Remember the Model E? It was going to be the Model E, and then it's the Model 3. And I was like, why is it Model 3?
Because they spell it
S-E-X-Y.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's actually, I guess, Elon wanted to call it the Model E, but Ford owns that trademark.
Model E?
Yeah, because they first started with the Model A, and then they had the Model T, and they have the Model E. And they were like, and I guess Elon reached out to them and was like, hey, I want to call my new thing Model E. Can I have the, you know?
Ford was like, fuck off.
Yeah, Ford was like, no, we're thinking we are going to do an electric car and call it the Model E because of our history. And it's like,
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but they're not going to fucking do it.
Sorry, Elon.
Yeah, anyway, thanks for making me look forward to Monday morning.
You're welcome.
Congrats on Sober October. Here's to Drunk November.
Oh, my God. All the drinking.
Oh, man, we went to Sonoma. Drinking.
That was last week.
Woo! Anyway.
So let's talk about these tires.
So here's the cool thing about these tires.
Yes.
There's a system that they're patenting that allows you to automatically inflate and deflate your tires. Right.
Why would you ever deflate your tires? Oh, I see.
To
if
go
you're going
off-road.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that you do is if you're going to go off-roading, if you're going to go like rock climbing that people do with their cars.
Yeah, I did that in a Range Rover once. It was cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You deflate the tires so they can kind of mold around the rocks better to get some grip. Now, it's technically not like that. I mean, sometimes you can see these rock cars with like super flappy flap tires. Grabbing things like little claws and moving over the thing. But you would have to do that specifically. So you have to like go to the place you're going to go.
Right.
Get out of your car. Use a device. Lower it. Make sure if it's not, you have to have a condenser to put it back up when you're going to leave.
Right.
All this crazy shit. But to be able to just sort of like hit a button that says off-road in your Model Y or X, and then your tires get soft.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is really cool.
And then as soon as you're back on the road, you go on road and
it
inflates
your
tires.
Air.
Oh, I want one so bad. I'm so excited.
What are these trucks? Like, what do they... They look... It's like a pickup truck?
So the Model X is the Model X, which is out right now.
Yeah.
Right? Which looks like a...
Like a
big
SUV.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, yes. A YesUV. The Model Y is the one that I'm waiting on. They haven't yet done it. They're producing what do they call it?
I don't know.
Shitballs.
The prototype?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
so they're building the prototype as we speak, because he said on a call to the board to the God Jesus Christ, my brain just stopped.
Use your words.
Need more coffee.
We had an extra hour of sleep last night too.
I know, but 20 hours of BlizzCon.
Jesus. That'll do it.
Tired. On his investor call, he talked about the fact that they were just about to get like they're ramping up production on the Roadster, which is all they're trying to figure out how to produce that, which is great.
Yeah.
And then they're working on the test car, whatever he had said.
Prototype.
Hey, fuck. The prototype of the Y. But then Elon said, I'm actually really excited about the pickup truck.
Yeah.
So I think the Y is going to be revealed next.
Yes.
Then the Roadster will be going into production.
Right.
Then the Y will go into production. And while the Y is production is ramping up, then the Tesla pickup truck prototype will be revealed. I know. It's like none of this shit can happen fast enough.
I know. I want all of them.
I'm like, just give it to me in my face.
I want all of them.
That's what I want to. Yeah. That's what I want
to
do.
So I think to end our show, we should call Tom.
Okay. Let's see if
we'll probably leave him a voicemail.
Yeah, let's see if he's awake.
Let's see. Calling. I want to make sure it doesn't
I can hear
also
it.
Say his phone number. Yeah. If it goes to voicemail.
Yeah, if it goes to voicemail, just pull it away from the...
Is he going to answer?
I can hear it in my ear.
Can you hear the ring? Yeah. Okay.
He's totally asleep. He's probably got it on silent.
Oh, Tom, we miss you.
This is Tom dreaming.
You reached Tom Krajewski. Please leave a message.
Aw.
So sweet.
Tom!
We miss you.
We're calling you on the show. We hope you feel better.
You're surprisingly instrumental in the show working.
Yeah. You were really crucial to this. Don't be sick ever again.
Feel better.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, no, that is it for... Thank you all for listening. If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, InTune. Yes. Ha ha. Yeah.
Tune in.
Subscribe to us, please.
It's called TuneIn.
TuneIn. Damn it.
I love you. Like, I did it.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I dropped the mic and I got it totally wrong.
You're scrambling to pick the mic back up. It's like,
I know. Anyway, that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Alex Albrecht. Sitting in with us as always. No.
Tom! Why? Tom, why? Good night, everybody.